Dave Johnson's on the phone with us in Pearl Technology. Dave sent me notes about a company out of Australia that was breached the other day, and somebody said to them, "Hey, give us a bunch of money, we'll unhook you. It's ransomware." And then what happened, Dave?
Well, it's still going on, and I'm working on my radio voices, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, you sound great. You sound you all right?
This is why I called in instead of stopping in. So anyway, there's a big insurance company in Australia called Metabank, and they got breached last month. The gang that breached them goes by Blog XX. We think it's a spinoff out of Weevil, which is a ransomware gang out of Russia. So, as we've talked about before on the ransomware stuff, nowadays they go in, stay quiet, steal all your data, and then encrypt your files. And that's what they did. And so they sent them a note and said, "Hey, for $10 million, we'll unencrypt your systems and you can go back to work." The company Metabank decided they were not going to pay the ransom. And so now BlogXX started releasing some of the data, including big files of data about who's had an abortion, who's had alcohol treatment, that, just a lot of private, personal data.
When they
asked for $10 million, and they said, "Hey, we'll cut you a deal. We took 9.7 million customer records. Will go a dollar a piece, so you only owe us $9.7 million.
That was nice. That was nice of them. That's a bargain. Hey, two questions. When they release, quote unquote, release data, so they release a medical file on me, and it's got some embarrassing things in there or whatever. Where are they releasing them to?
To the dark web, which is where all of the criminals hang out. And look for, people's stolen credit card numbers. Remember now, like we've talked before, this is medical data, which is highly valuable because it's got everything you need to steal somebody's identity.
But as far as like
numbers,
but as far as like embarrassing someone, let's say again, it's my file. As far as embarrassing me by putting it public. Nobody I know is on the dark web. So does the dark web then put it on Facebook or something? How does it get out?
Well, it won't get out on Facebook, but it'll definitely surface off of the dark web.
Well, yeah. Say somebody on the dark web goes to you and says, "Hey, I've got this info.
Yeah,
give me some money, or I'm going to release it to the press."
And here's what I'd say.
Exactly right.
Here's what I would say. None of my friends, including my friends in the press, know anything about you. So shut up, buddy. That's what I would say. One other question. So this group is called what again? What's the name of them?
The group is called BlogXX.
What is it that tells you in the business that you are in at Pearl and cybersecurity world? What is it that tells you they are Russian? Are there markers? Is it the way they do things that are kind of tip you off? How does it determine?
There's a whole science called attribution, and it has to do with their techniques. It has to do with indicators of compromise, what types of software they're using, what language they're speaking. There's just a whole lot of pieces that go into that.
Now, I had heard, and I'm not sure if I heard it from you, but these organizations that steal this stuff, they're like companies. They have like customer service reps, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's crazy.
So here's the good news. Australia got mad, and this is a quote from Australia, and they said, "I want the scumbags behind this attack to know that the smartest and toughest people in this country are coming at you."
Wow.
And so they peeled off 100 people. In our country, it would have been the FBI and Department of Homeland Security.
Sure.
And said, "You 100 people now, your job is to just viciously attack any hacker in the world. Not just because they hacked us. You track them down. You mess with their lives. you make them miserable.
Wow. This is like a movie. This is like a movie. Dave, we got to go. I hope you're feeling better. That's Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology. We talk to him every week at 7:25.